Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future with a savings plan from Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Email drivetime@rte.ie.
Now, a leading figure in the campaign to find out what happened to a young GAA fan murdered in Mayo 5 years ago claims people have tried to silence her. As we heard on yesterday's programme, 21-year-old Joe Deasy was found unconscious with serious head injuries outside a house near Swinford in August 2017. Nobody has ever been charged in connection with his killing. Well, one prominent Mayo politician is now to make representations to the Taoiseach in an effort to inject urgency into the Gardaí investigation. Our reporter Barry Lenhan has more on all of this. And I know, Barry, you're just back from Mayo. What did you hear before you left?
Yeah, for 5 years, the question of who murdered Joe Deasy has remained a mystery. Although English's grandparents are from Bohola and Swinford and Mayo, and he loved the county and its footballers. He'd even applied for an Irish passport before his death, and his family and friends say they much loved him as well. But Joe was found fatally injured outside a house he'd been staying in at Gortna Silla between Swinford and Bohola on the morning of August 12th, 2017. He'd sustained serious head injuries through blunt force trauma, but Gardaí have never caught his killer or killers, and a series of remembrance events were recently held in East Mayo to mark the fifth anniversary of Joe's death. And before I left Mayo earlier, I spoke to Joe's cousins, Michelle Deasy and Jerry Moore, and they first expressed concern about the initial Gardaí investigation questioning why Joe's death wasn't treated as murder right away.
We were taken into this room and they explained that Joe was in ICU and it wasn't good, and that he had injuries consistent with a bad beating or a car accident. And the doctor said, we know it wasn't a car accident. I was then taken up to ICU to see Joe. He looked very peaceful. He had a black eye. He had some blood on his nose. But I did check his hands when I was there to see if there was any marks, and because the guard kept saying to me there was a fall, but I couldn't see any marks on his hands. And I did speak with the guard after I came out of ICU, and I explained, I said, it's not a fall, that there's more to this. And she said, well, crime scene are happy that it was a fall. I got a call then on the Tuesday morning from the guards to tell me that it was now a murder case. I was really, really upset, because even in Dublin, in Beaumont Hospital on the Sunday evening, I pleaded with them to do something. Their answer was, we can't do anything until the autopsy, which was too late. I feel vital evidence was lost at that stage. It's very upsetting. Straight away, there should have been an investigation.
Because we're not used to that in this part of the world. Do you know what I mean? That this could happen in an isolated rural area. We have to go back to see what the guards think about and revisit this case. It just seems to be brushed under the carpet. It's 1 year after the next now. Do you know what I mean? It's gone five now. So everybody's saying, what happened that night? What happened that night? But we just haven't got the answers yet.
How would you describe the level of local support at those remembrance events?
I just feel that people are afraid to talk about it. I know with me, it's never mentioned with any locals. We've had some support, but I would prefer a little more.
There are banners around the place as well, reminding people of the campaign.
At the top of the road, there is a Justice for Joe banner. A few days after Joe's memorial walk, there was some rubbish left in front of a sign, bags of rubbish, which is very upsetting.
That's Jerry Moore and Michelle Deasy there. So what more do we know now about the local support for the Deasy's quest for answers about what happened to Joe?
Well, Gardaí believe those answers lie with people in East Mayo. They just need them to talk. But the Deasy family say they've been met by a wall of silence in the locality, as we reported yesterday. And Joe's uncle says he was told during a trip back to Mayo last year that it was time for the family to move on. However, there is an active online campaign, Justice for Joe, and this was set up by Kilchimott childcare provider Marita Shannon, who says she started it after a poor turnout at a memorial match to mark the first anniversary of Joe's death. However, she says the campaign hasn't been universally welcomed.
I went to the anniversary match and I expected a huge crowd. I landed there and there was a very small crowd at it, and I was absolutely shocked that the community had not come out to support the Deasy family in trying to find who murdered their son. It was that day I went home and I started my online campaign. I would know a lot of people from Kilchimott, Swinford and Bohola, and I was shocked that there was nobody there, his friends that he was in the pub with that night, people from the locality, that there was nobody there to support Joe or his family. I was devastated for the DC family, being a parent myself, working in childcare and the love that I have for children. I thought Joe was a 21-year-old boy, but still at the end of the day, he was a child. He was somebody's child and nobody was fighting for him.
You feel the community let him down here and continue to do so?
Nobody seems to want to say anything or do anything. They're just all hiding behind the wall of silence. Why? Nobody really knows. I just decided on that day that I wasn't going to be silent, that I was going to speak out for Joe. I have been trying to be silenced. I have had visitors to my house. I'm trying to get justice for a young boy. I may not have met him, I may not have known him, but 5 years on, I feel I do know him and he is now part of my family. I will continue to fight.
It hasn't been a popular thing to do, to speak out and call people to come forward to give information.
No, it hasn't. I have met people along the way that would have been friends of mine and acquaintances and that, and they've said to me, are you sure you know what you're doing? Am I doing the right thing? In my heart and in my head, I know I'm doing the right thing. And basically letting people think again that Kelchimaa, Swinford and Bohola are nice areas that people can come and stay in, our towns, villages. We just seem to have a very bad name at the moment because of this. I think that once it's all cleared up, that maybe we can try and get back to some sort of little bit of normality. But for Joe's family at the moment, they've got nothing.
So that's Marita Shannon. What about elsewhere then in Mayo? What are people saying, Barry?
There are rumours, conjecture, questions, although for some the case has simply faded from memory. However, support is emerging for the family in different parts of Mayo now. People who believe that what happened represents a stain on the county and indeed the country, given Joe was visiting here. Prominent Westport businessman and sporting figure Martin Brennan and Ray Staunton recently joined the memorial walk to the scene of Joe's death, as well as a climb to the top of Crowpatrick. Here's what they told me.
But when we got to the actual premises of where Joe's body was found, the house where he was in, the crying and the wailing and the tears that day around that gate was like if he died the day before.
Did they have the support of East Mayo, do you feel, that day?
I, as an outsider to East Mayo, felt no, they don't have the support of the local community up there. Why? I don't know. I don't know. If that case happened in Westport, I would expect everyone on the street to be out there shouting the case, because there has been an awful injustice done. There's a murder investigation going on this case. That can't be just flagged over and forgotten about. No one can talk names or say anything. There's a silence around it, an eerie, eerie silence that's nearly scary. The fact that the local community are not getting involved and not helping, are not encouraging what we're at now, that even puts more question marks over the whole thing. And that's what I can't understand.
I've been talking to people and they have forgot about it. And you have to keep reminding people and get it out there. Like, this justice for Joe has to come.
What do you say to people in the local community at the moment who perhaps aren't willing to come forward with information?
There has to be people out there, a person or people or whatever, serving a sentence themselves in their own minds. No human being, if there were any part of this, can sleep normal at night and get on with their life. It's not possible if they know they were part of a murder and there was a person murdered. Someone lost their life and no one has been made accountable for it. There are certain people that know what happened, Joe Deasy, but they're keeping it. And today they are having a life sentence themselves.
Joe was coming over here on a regular basis, so he must have felt safe. And all of a sudden he goes up that road that night and he doesn't come back. I mean, it's not right.
Martin Brennan and Ray Staunton speaking to me in Westport, and the former Cathaoirleach of Mayo County Council and Fianna Fáil councillor Brendan Mulroy says he'll again raise Joe Deasy's case with the Taoiseach Micheál Martin.
Mayo is a very proud county. We're a county that actually prides ourselves on the way we look after our immigrants down through the years that went right across the world. On this particular occasion, one of our own, Joe, came back to support Mayo. He went home dead. I mean, that's the reality of it. And it's not good enough this happened in Mayo. So I think that it's time for people now to, you know, pull back the curtains, to be very honest as a county, and for people to come forward who have the information. And that will be my appeal.
Joe loved Mayo. He loved Ireland. He was a keen Gaelic footballer. So how much of a shame is it for the county what happened here?
It's not great, the fact that we have an unsolved murder in our midst. We have a Mayo supporter down through the years. He went to National League games. He went to all the All-Ireland final games, all the All-Ireland games through the year. He was an avid Mayo supporter. He was a Mayo man, ultimately, as much as any other immigrant that ever went across to England or to America and had their Mayo heritage. Joe Deasy was, by every aspect, a proud Mayo man. So I think it's time that the people of this county now who have information do step up, just put this family at ease. All they really want to know at this stage is what happened. And the silence is deafening, really. There's a bit of me that is really, really sad with the silence that's gone around this case.
I know there has been political pressure to bear from the British government at one stage. So politically, can anything happen here to help this family?
Yeah, well, look, I'd be looking at the British government again to revisit that, to bring it up with their counterparts here in Ireland, of course, and I'll be making representations to Taoiseach Micheál Martin also. But ultimately, Barry, as you know, this is a Garda investigation. I would hope to God that someone would come forward to Garda, because if someone comes forward, the Gardaí will solve this very quickly. It's only a pity that it's taken 5 years and we're still appealing. But for the family's case, they need our help and support, and they need the help and the support of people in Mayo. So I would ask everyone in this county to stand behind the family.
And that is Mayo Councillor Brendan Mulroy ending that report from Barry Lennon.